Well, let me begin by welcoming everyone who's here. We have a really good number of folks that are present with us this morning. We're glad you're here. If you're visiting, we're especially grateful for your being here and want to invite you to come back at every opportunity you have. And please do fill out a visitor's card. You should be able to see one of those just in front of you. This morning is going to be a little bit different format. I do change the format from time to time. And this morning we're going to do sort of an abbreviated song service as we have here. Those that are regular here, you know exactly what a song service is, how we conduct that. But I'm going to focus our attention this morning on giving thanks unto the Lord. Now, obviously, this week is Thanksgiving on Thursday. It's an American holiday. We celebrate. A lot of times, most of us come together. We eat a meal with other people. I hope that during this week, and especially during this morning, we can focus our attention on our Lord and take some time, set aside some time, as we, especially in song, but as we read scriptures as well, to give thanks, to be thankful for what we have, for everything He's done. And so I want to emphasize that this morning. And obviously, as Bob just read from Psalm 100, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, the Bible says, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. God would have us to be thankful. As we're thinking about this holiday, probably something like that comes to mind. I mean, images of Thanksgiving a lot of times revolve around this horn of plenty, this cornucopia. And I tried to choose a beautiful picture. I hope you appreciate that. I spent long out in Austin. But that's generally the image of Thanksgiving that we have. And so this cornucopia, this horn of plenty, really dates back. It's from ancient times, classical antiquity. Long honored symbol, though, of Western civilization. And we've sort of embraced this thing out of Greek and Latin culture especially. And we particularly associate it with this time of year, Thanksgiving, etc., in North America. And if you're looking at a horn of plenty, it's usually a large horn-shaped container. I saw a Navy officer, a cook, the other day making one out of bread, and I was fascinated at how real it looked. But it's usually a horn-shaped container, and it has all kinds of fruits and vegetables and gourds, pumpkins, you know, flowers even, nuts, etc. And the idea is just the abundance. And it's meant to represent the abundance God has blessed us with and to remind us, obviously, to be thankful. When we're thinking about being thankful as Christians, we've got a lot to be thankful for. And we may have a lot of problems. We may have things in this audience. There may be people here today that are stressed out about any of a number of things. It can be things to do with your family. Some of you have yourself or some family member with a serious illness or a serious problem. It may be your economic situation, you know, bills and all of that kind of thing. A lot of us can certainly relate to that. But yet, as a Christian, we always have a lot to be thankful for. And if we're, you know, really, if we'll just give a little diligence, I believe we can find that there is much for which to be thankful. God is a great God. And God deserves to be thanked. God deserves to have us say thank you. And that's why this psalm, and again, if you'll look at Psalm 100 just briefly with me. Bob read it, and I'm not going to reread everything. But just notice, serve the Lord, verse 2, with gladness. And come before His presence with singing. Because God is a great God. And I have God as my God. He's not just in some far off distant place in space, but He's my God, my Father that I can go to. And so, know that the Lord is God, verse 3 says. Acknowledge that, believe that, hold on to that, and be thankful. Bless His name because of how great He is. God is a great God and He deserves our thanksgiving, but the truth is, and I'm not going to turn there and read that story. I put it in the bulletin, and I'd like for you, if you're not familiar with it, to go and read it in Luke chapter 17. But remember, this was the story where Jesus entered into a certain place, and there were 10 lepers, and they cried out for His help, like we do. When we get in trouble, when we've got some serious disease or whatever it might be, we call upon God, help me. And they did. And Jesus healed all 10 of them. And after He healed them, they, you know, of course they're excited. They've been healed of their disease. They jump up and run. And one out of the 10 turns back and says, "Thank you." And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus asked the question, "Didn't I heal 10? Where are the 9? And I put in the bulletin this morning, I wonder how many times that God helps people with various situations only to have them get excited, jump up and run away, and every now and then one turns back and says, "Thank you, God." I wonder how many times Jesus repeats that. Where are the 9? We need to be thankful. And we need to take time to be thankful. And that's why we're going to do what we're doing this morning. If you're still in the book of Psalms, I'd like for you to turn back to Psalm 95. And read together with me in Psalm 95, the first part, about the first half of it. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." We're going to sing a couple of songs, and I've asked different ones to lead songs, and so if you see your song come up when I get through here with a couple of comments, you'll know that it's your time to lead that song. But a couple of songs that I chose, and I'll do the first one, is in song number 705. You may want to pull your song books out and keep them handy, because we're going to sing half dozen songs or so here. But this song is a song that's popularly associated with Thanksgiving Day, and it dates back about 400 years to the 1600s, and it was a song that was written and became popular very quickly. It resonated with people because of oppression. They had been oppressed, and they were not allowed, the Dutch Protestants were not allowed to gather to worship because the Spanish king, King Philip II, had forbidden them to do so. About the time they gained their freedom, well, shortly before the time they gained their freedom, this song was written, and so when they did gain their freedom and could now gather together freely to worship, this song became very popular, and it remained so for the next several hundred years. And again, as I say, it's a song that people sing at family meals and religious services and so forth. So if you'll get your song book, number 705, we'll turn there in just a moment and sing that. And I also want us to sing, and Edward is going to lead this song. It may or may not be familiar to you, but number 114. It's probably one of the best known Thanksgiving hymns, though, outside of this church and outside of churches you've been familiar with. But it's very popular, very well known. "Come, ye thankful people, come." It speaks of that bountiful harvest like you might see in a horn of plenty. It talks about God providing for all of our needs, but it especially acknowledges that God has provided for our spiritual needs. Our great God providing us what we need. Turn to number 705, and then Edward will lead us in number 114 right after that. Number 705, "We gather together." And we'll sing all three verses of this song. All right?
"We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name. He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide glory.
114. Come, ye thankful people, come.
Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in ere the winter storms begin. God, our Maker, doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home. We ourselves are God's own field, fruit unto His praise to yield. Wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take His harvest home. From His field shall purge away all that doth offend that day. Give His angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast. But the fruitful ears to store in His garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to Thy final harvest home. Gather Thou Thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. They're forever purified in Thy presence to abide. Come with all Thy angels, come, raise the glorious harvest home.
And so, as you can see, the emphasis in that song transitioning from the harvest we enjoy to the great final harvest. It's a beautiful song, and so long has been revered as a song of thanksgiving, a thanksgiving hymn. I'd like for you to turn to 1 Chronicles 16 as we focus our attention again on thanking God for the things God has given, the things God has done. In 1 Chronicles 16, this is actually a psalm of David that's recorded here in 1 Chronicles 16, and parts of it at least almost verbatim in another psalm. But we're going to turn here and take notice of it. And if you look down in verse 7, you may remember David has given sacrifice and he's been very thankful to God. And it says, on that day, verse 7, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord and into his hand. And he delivered it into his hand of Asaph and his brethren, but to thank the Lord. And as you go down through this, and I'm not going to read all of it, but David really focuses upon the idea of thanking God and of giving God the glory that is due to Him. We owe it as people of God. Certainly Christians today owe so much. But glorify Him. It is what He is due. But I want to look at this opening of the song. Begin with me in verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. You can obviously see that's where I took the title from. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. You know, as Christians, we ought to talk about what God has done. And I don't mean that we should, in a false way, we should run around and try to, you know, make everybody think that, oh, I'm a lot more holy than you are, and I want to show you that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the idea of being thankful. And you know, when you really appreciate something, for example, if you have a child that does well, And you're proud of that child, and you feel good about that child, you're going to talk about it. You're going to talk about that child to other people. And you're going to be thankful that God has blessed you with such a child, or a spouse, or a friend, or something in your life that is really good. Well, Christians ought to do that. And we ought to, not in a false way, in a way of pretense, in any sense, but naturally, we should be thankful for what God has done. So as David says here, talk ye of all His wondrous deeds, all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Here's the idea of being thankful unto the Lord. I want us to sing a couple of songs. And in fact, we're going to sing the song. Kenny's going to lead us in Father, We Thank Thee. Song number 146. You might be turning there. And it's a beautiful song. It's very simple. It's not a long song at all, but it's a beautiful song of simple thanksgiving. It starts out in the first verse, and you'll notice that, for the rest of the night, but also for the prospects of the new day. Help me, Father, to really do well this day. Interestingly, in the second verse, it goes on to petition God for help, that we might return our, to God the goodness that's been given to us. By being what we should. And if you'll notice the phrase in the song, in work and play. And so very much like the idea that we've been emphasizing this year of fulfilling our purpose in our work, but in this quarter, in our recreation, in our play. In everything we do, we thank You, Father. Help us to do good and give back to You. And then the next song, we're just going to sing the song, Give Thanks. And TJ will lead us in the song number 923, or I'm not sure, he may want to use the small book, that's fine. But in this song, it acknowledges to God that we have circumstances in life that are less desirable. And I know in this audience, that's true. Some of you have physical ailments, some of you grieve over lost loved ones, some of you have various problems you're dealing with even now, some of them very serious. And while I may go to God often, and acknowledge my circumstances and say, God, I need Your help. Yet, at the same time, I still have much for which to be thankful. I don't want to be someone who just goes complaining all the time. We don't like that. We know we're created in the image of God, and we don't like that when all anybody does is complain. Never the good. Never finding something good to acknowledge and to be thankful for, and God doesn't either. God wants us to, yes, acknowledge what's wrong and to ask His help, but also to be thankful for what He does. The other side, if you will, of those circumstances. And this song very well talks about that. And to give thanks then unto the Lord. And then finally, after these two songs, Philip Angoy is going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving in which we do thank God. So we'll sing these two songs and then Philip will lead us in the prayer. Kenny, number 146.
Father, we thank Thee for the night and for
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the sick say,
let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Eternal God and our Heavenly Father, this day we do give You thanks for all that You've done for us. Dear Father, we do thank You first of all for sending Your Son, Christ Jesus, into this sinful world to redeem us. We do give You thanks, dear God and Father, that He loved us so much that He left His glories on high to come into this world to redeem us. Dear God and Father, so often we forget to say thank You. So often we take things for granted, the little things that we think are not important, but You provide them for us. You take us through this life safely. You guide us on the busy streets. You guide us at work. You guide us at play. You be with us in everything. You provide us with food and clothes. You provide us with health and everything. Dear God and Father, we do give You thanks. And not only this day, dear God and Father, but every day of our lives, every moment of our lives, we are supposed to be thankful. Because every moment of our lives, You do something great for us. You keep us. You help us. Dear God and Father, we do thank You. We do thank You. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new blessings we see. All that we've needed, Your hands have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, to us. Do bless us this day and keep us. Lead us and direct us in the straight and narrow way. As we continue this singing, this service this morning, may every heart feel the blessing that You have bestowed upon us and be thankful. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Appreciate that prayer very much. Every moment we should be thankful, because every moment God does something great for us. I don't know if I ever heard anybody put it like that, but man, that's beautiful. Every good gift does come down from our Father. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, no changing. Be thankful unto Him. Bless His name for His greatness, for His goodness, and for what He has done for us, as Philip said, every moment. is some great thing that God is doing. We're going to sing a couple of songs as we close out this morning. And the first one we are going to sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Philip quoted part of that. Ed is going to lead us in this song. And then following this song, but I want to take just a moment to say something about this. If you're not familiar with the history of this song, this man Thomas Chisholm, and I won't go long into a story of his life, but you can go back and read it. He was a man who was not a godly man in his early life. He began about at age 27. But he was someone who struggled both from poverty and from some serious physical ailments. He would, because of the poverty, have to work and take extra jobs and try to meet the expenses, pay the bills. He'd get sick, have a relapse, even being confined to bed, be in a hospital for a while, which would cause the bills to mount. And you can see the cycle he would go through. And he would, after turning to God, he would take great comfort in the Scriptures, especially Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 22 and 23, that really acknowledge that if it were not for God and the mercy of God, we couldn't bear what we have to bear. Now, if you know his life, you know that that's a great amount of faith to hold that as your favorite passage and to often turn to the Bible and trust in God as you're struggling through what he went through. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. And then I asked Wes, if you were here Wednesday night, we sang this song together. I didn't know the song before. Wes led it a couple of times, but it's a great song. And the words within it, the Lord has been mindful of me, and verse 3 really touches me as one of those things that I need to be saying more often. And I need to acknowledge when things kind of get a little rough and I get down and so forth. So wherever I've been, whatever I've gone through, the Lord has remembered me and taken care of me. Especially verse 3, I want to think about this morning. I'm rich, I'm saved, and I'm happy. And I'm thankful to God for that. And then finally, I'm going to ask James as we close out this morning to lead Count Your Many Blessings. I know you know that song real well. We sing it a lot. But especially as you gather around a table, probably this Thursday, and all that good food, and you're eating too much, and maybe you're watching football, and, you know, bagged out on the couch, or whatever the Lord is doing, you know. But as you're enjoying the day and the riches that we do enjoy and the blessings that we have in this land and as a people, take time to count the blessings you have. And take time to maybe even enumerate those and thank God for them, blessing by blessing. If you can take time to do that, because we do have so much. We live in a cornucopia, a horn of plenty, and we enjoy so much. Every good gift comes from God. Let's be thankful for it. Guys, if you'll lead these songs, and then I'll come back and do an invitation, and the lesson will be over.
Number 190, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness.
638. 638. And we will only sing the chorus after the third verse. Chorus only after the third.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I through the valley of shadow, or mountain, or troubled sea, and off in the darkness have traveled, the Lord has been mindful of me. Much more than my grief and my sorrow, much more than adversity, much more than the all I have given, the Lord has been mindful of me. I'm rich, I am safe, I am happy, I've health and prosperity, I've friends, I have doors ever.
Psalm 118, Count Your Blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what
Count your many blessings.
I want to thank everybody that helped out this morning. Appreciate that, guys. And I hope that you take away from this, not what I've said or anyone else has said, but especially that you take away from this, that the Lord does want to be appreciated, like we like to be appreciated. God wants us to say thank you. And let's take time, especially this week, find the time to turn back and to say thank you. If you're here this morning, I suppose that the greatest show of appreciation that a person can do is acknowledging their faith in Jesus. That He is the Son of God. To claim your faith in Him, to be willing to repent, to change your life, to give your life to Him and be baptized so that all your sins can be washed away. And if you're here and you've done that, and your life has not been one of appreciation, and you know that, you've been doing things that you need to change, today is a great time to do that. The Lord loves you, the Lord wants you to come back, and He will welcome you with open arms. We'd love to pray together with you if you'll let us do that. Won't you please come while we stand and sing?